This is a Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Hello, and welcome to Wrestle Talk and Indeed right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. And I am, once again, your host, Martez Al, and I'm going to be bringing you a show, a 60-minute show tonight, probably maybe a 30-minute, 60-minute show. Let me correct myself tonight. We'll see how things go. I'm going to try to go the distance tonight. I'm going to try to give you 60 minutes, but we do have a special show for you tonight. We have Brother Boov, I believe I'm saying his name correctly, Brother Boov. He's the host of Dirty Heels Podcast. He's going to be joining us shortly. This is a good, different podcast. These guys have a different style of talking wrestling that I've never heard before. So I wanted to bring these guys on just to get a more in-depth idea of what their podcast is all about. So we're going to be talking to Brother Boov, in a few minutes. He's going to be coming on to Wrestle Talking to D. I don't know about y'all, but I feel good today. I feel real good today. It's something different in the air. It's something different in the air right now. You know, obviously, a lot of us, we're going through trials and tribulations. We have many things that we're battling right now in our life. We have a lot of stress that we're up under. We have a lot of pressure that we are up under, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, with all this stuff, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. So I wanted to start off by saying that. I'm not here to preach today. I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to try to testify or anything like that. I'm just I just wanted to get that off my chest that today is a good day. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I know without him, there is no me. So I wanted to shout out him before I get into tonight's show. There's something that I want to get off my chest right now. I just got to get it off my chest because I've been battling this over the last few weeks, you know, and honestly, I've changed my mind on this particular wrestler over the last few weeks. And I'm going to tell you who this is, and I'm going to tell you why I've changed my mind. And I'm talking about the person of John Cena. I remember when John Cena was the Doctor of Thugonomics. I love that gimmick. I love that persona. I love what he brought to the table. A white guy that can rap just as good as a black guy. I thought that was cool. I thought that was sweet. I thought that was different. And I never understood why the WWE changed John Cena's persona. Obviously, I know now John Cena was a part of his persona being changed, but if you go back to the Doctor of Thugonomics, you know, the Doctor of Thugonomics is one of the best gimmicks, the best personas that I've ever seen. And when they decided to scrap that, when they decided to go in a different direction with John Cena, I did not like that. Not only did not like it, I didn't like it for years to come. You know, I didn't like it year number one. I didn't like it year number two. I didn't like it year number three. All the way up into 15 years of John Cena's career, I didn't like that never give up gimmick, that hustle, loyalty, respect gimmick, that Superman gimmick, if you will, that Mr. Perfect, if you will, gimmick. Because WWE really built John Cena up to be this larger than life character, this superhero character, if you will. I didn't like it. I thought John Cena was cheesy with that gimmick. I thought John Cena was whack. I thought he was lame. CM Punk made him look silly a few times. The Rock made him look silly a few times. And the fact that the fans, because normally fans cheer for baby faces. Normally fans boo for the bad guys and they cheer for the good guys. But we witnessed something that we never witnessed before, and that's fans actually booing the good guy. And I jumped on that bandwagon. I jumped on that bandwagon because I was feeling the same way that other fans were feeling. John Cena was being pushed too much. John Cena was being shoved down our throat. John Cena was lame. Everything about John Cena was whack. And I'm saying all that to say today, I'm saying all that to say this. I've changed my mind on John Cena. Looking back on it, I'm a little bit older now. Looking back on it, although I just said I thought that gimmick was weak, I thought it was lame. At the time, I thought that. But now I look back on it, and number one, I miss John Cena. John Cena is severely missed in today's wrestling. And that's just my opinion. Nobody has to agree with me about anything. But that's just my opinion. The never give up slogan is absolutely special. And you can apply that to anything in your life. You know, whether you're trying to build a business, whether you're trying to stay in the marriage, whether you're trying to stay at a job that you want to quit, anything like that, you can apply that slogan to anything. Never give up. And looking back on it, I truly appreciate John Cena really elevating that slogan or elevating that phrase. Because John Cena lived and died by that phrase, never give up. And we can apply that to anything in our lives. If we're facing, if we have health issues, we can apply that. You know, if we have family issues, we can apply that. Anything in your life, you can actually apply that slogan or that phrase, never give up. You can use that to get you out of some storms or to get you to the next level in your life. All right, I told you I won't be preaching to you tonight, but it seemed like I did preach to you. But this is Wrestle Talk in the D with Martez, and we're coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We've been going strong for about 4 years now. Tonight we're going to be bringing on a special guest. I hope I'm saying his name correctly, and that's Brother Boob, one of the hosts of the Dirty Heels podcast. And they have a podcast that's not like everybody else's. You know, and I think it's important to be different. It's important to not sound like everybody else. And that's one of the things that kind of cling me to these guys' podcast, because they don't sound like everybody else. They do their own thing, and I think that's remarkable. And speaking of Brother Boo, he has called in, so I don't want to take too much time. We're going to bring him onto the show. But let me say this. Nobody has to accept your invitation, okay? Nobody has to say yes to your invitation. It could be an invitation to a birthday party. It could be an invitation to a wedding. It could be an invitation to any type of celebration. Nobody has to say yes. So I want to thank Brother Boo for saying yes to this invitation, okay? So before we bring him on, we're going to give him a proper intro before we bring him on. And after the intro, we're going to have him on the show. Coming on to Wrestle Talk in the D for the very first time, we welcome Brother Boo from the Dirty Heels podcast. Hello, Mr. Boo. What's up,
brother? Yo, hello, hello. What's good, world? It's your boy, good brother Boo, the Dirty the Earth. You already know. How you doing, God? How you feeling? Yes, thanks for having me on your show. I love the intro, bro. The intro was awesome. Yo, the intro was awesome, man. Thank you, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. I appreciate the love, man, and thanks for us accepting the invitation, bro. I'm very intrigued to talk to you in these next few minutes, because I think you guys have something good going on over there at the Dirty Heels podcast.
Go ahead, man.
No, you got the floor. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yo, okay. Thank you. As you know, we're not your average podcast. It's me, my good brother Kofi Wheatston, my man Snoop, my partner, my PIC. As you can see, man, we ain't like others, man. You make the rules, you go and break the rules. You know what I'm saying? Of course, yeah. We love wrestling. You know, yeah, oh yeah. Of course, we love wrestling, all kind of wrestling, from the indies to the major leagues, man. So you know, that's our passion, that's our heart. We go to events. Well, when we have time, we go to events. But you know, at the moment, we ain't going nowhere. But you can catch us at really everywhere except WWE. I'm not going to even hold you. You can't and New Japan, but you know, you feel me? You know, yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up, family. That's what's up, man. Now, before we get to everything else regarding the podcast, I want to know from you, like, how did you become a wrestling fan? How did you even get involved with wrestling per se?
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I can tell you this. My first match is Undertaker versus King Mabel. And it was a casket match. And after that, it was love. Yo, I can tell you that right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, after that one match, the Undertaker versus King Mabel in a casket match, I can tell you that, man, it was a wrap. You feel me? It was definitely a wrap. My heart was stolen right then and there. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
My heart was definitely stolen. You know?
Man, I forgot that... King Mabel was kind of big time for a little bit. You know, he was
Yeah, my man was King of the Ring. He also carried a belt with him, but it was never on televised TV. You know what I'm saying? You know, he had a King of the Ring belt, but it was never televised on TV. Of course, I'm the kind of guy that I want to know what goes on in the backstage and stuff like that. So I go digging. I go digging and stuff. You know, and kind of find out my man had a belt that was never on televised TV after winning that King of the Ring. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Wow, bro, I didn't even know that, man. So I gotta give you some love for digging, man. You want an extra mile? No.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, man.
We can touch on the podcast a bit. I mean, I love your energy, man. Y'all, like us in Detroit, we kind of slow, man. But y'all in New York, man, y'all very hyped, man. Y'all very y'all intense, man. So hopefully I can keep up with
Yo, well, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yo, we all around New York is passionate. You know what I'm saying? You know. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's a borough thing. You know, it's a state thing. You know, and whatever you want to call it. You know, but whatever we do out here, as far as together individual, we take. You know, we go hard, and you know, we want to be known. We want to be represented. You know what I'm saying? No matter what we do and how we do it, you understand what I'm saying? You
Amen.
Know?
Yeah, absolutely. How did you guys start? How did you guys come up with the idea of doing the podcast? And also, how did you come up with that name, the Dirty Heels Podcast? Could you elaborate on that?
First of all, the Dirty Hills pod, the Dirty Hills name come from Austin Aries and Bobby Roode from Impact Wrestling. As you know, they was a team at one point. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? And I always had a thing for that name, Dirty Hills. Like, yo, we dirty, we hills, we bad guys. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yo, you feel me? Like, yo, that's the name. And I was, you know, me and my man Snoop, we've been calling each other Dirty Hills even before we even actually got into the business. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, yo, it was nothing to when we actually got all the key opponents together and we rocked the mic. You know what I'm saying? That's how it, you know, that's, you feel me? That's how it happened, you know? Yo, that's how we did it, you know? Of course, we go to events. We go with our own merch. We wear our own shit, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it was like, when we finally got our equipment, it was like, yo, we got this. We have a way of talking to people anyway. We have a certain energy that we portray. Yeah. So it was like, you know, it's nothing for it. So it was like magic. It's magic. Believe it or not, man, we didn't make a year yet. We haven't made a year yet, brother.
Wow.
We haven't made a year yet.
That's crazy. Because looking at some of your stuff on Instagram, it seems as if you all are on a whole nother level, man. For real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't realize you guys only been doing this for almost a year. So I got to give you some love and respect on that, bro.
Yo, thank you. We've been only doing this for I'm not going to lie, 3 to 4 months. I'm not going to even hold you. But we
for
already,
real?
You know, again, 3 to 4 months. Yes,
what?
Man, yes. Yo, we've been rocking. Yo, I'm not going to even hold you. Me and my partner have been rocking 3 to 4 3 to 4 months. Again,
you do realize that you won't have time for somebody like me in a few years, right? Because y'all are
chill, brother, chill, man. Look, let me tell you something about us, and I'm not gonna lie. You know, people that give us the spotlight, we don't forget about. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't.
Yeah.
We're still, to be honest, we're still little. You know, compared to the other guys like Jabba Tears and, you know, all them other people. You know, we're still little guys, but, you know, the image we portray is like, yo, we no nonsense, you know what I'm saying? We about our shit, you know? So you know,
Yeah, let me ask you this question. I mean, I don't want to interject another podcast into this interview, but...
Yeah, do that, man. Go ahead.
Do you all get compared to the Jabba Tears podcast? Because... I had them on years ago, but
no, we get compared to weed and wrestling. You feel me?
Okay.
Because we smoke weed on, you know what I'm saying? We smoke bud on our shit. We, you know what I'm saying? We get compared to that, you know, and we talk wrestling, but no, we're Dirty Hills, man. You know, hey, yeah. You feel me? But we got mad love for them guys. You know what I'm saying? Weed and wrestling, Jabba Tears, you know, Dirt Sports. We got mad love for them guys. I'm not going to lie. Because when we do see them, it's nothing but love. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? So, like, you know, they are, you know, they're our big brothers. You know what I'm saying? You
That's
know,
what's
but
up,
again,
man.
You we're the black sheep of the podcasting, so you know.
You okay, know, so
yeah, man.
So you guys you basically want to be like the bad guys in the podcast world. Is that the persona? That's the persona you're trying to portray when talking about wrestling, right? If I'm correct,
we already know we the bad guys of wrestling. We the bad boys of wrestling. I ain't gonna lie.
Why do you say that?
Because again, because we bad to the bone. We don't give a fuck. Like, we talk how we want to talk. We go in how we want to talk. Yes, we do respect. You know what I'm saying? But what are you gonna tell us? I'm not gonna lie. What the hell are you gonna tell us? You know, all due respect to anybody that's out there. You feel me? What are you gonna tell us? You're not gonna really tell us nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not gonna make too many mistakes, and if we do, you know, we capitalize off our mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You know.
Now,
you know, we like. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Now, you do this show with a partner. How important is it to have good chemistry with this partner? Because I've done shows with other people. Some people I had good chemistry with. Some people I didn't. So how important is it to have good chemistry with somebody when doing a show like this on a regular basis?
All right. I'm not going to even lie to you. I'd rather argue and fight with one motherfucker than, you know, change my lineup completely. You know what I'm saying? So the chemistry me and my partner got, it's like, we're going to argue and fight, but, we know what's necessary to get the job done. You understand what I'm saying? Shit, we done did it on order. We didn't argue and fight on fucking camera, and niggas didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, it's something like nothing major, man. We, like I said, I'd rather struggle with one person than, you know, re trying to invent myself with other people. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know?
Absolutely.
Talk.
So, what are you guys going on right now? I listened to some of the you guys touched on the Speak Out movement and whatever, but I listened to some of that. What are you guys currently working on for the people, like upcoming episodes or current episodes? What do you guys have in store coming up?
Well, personally, right now we just, we doing just really pay-per-view specials and stuff like that because we can't really move. And we also working on skits, you know what I'm saying? We do skits from time to time that we got saved, you know what I'm saying? Also do interviews with wrestlers, you know what I'm saying, that we got saved, as far as, battle rap, they got their quarantine set, you know, I'm going on right now. We got quarantine wrestling. So we got shit on a back burner that we ain't even present yet, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we don't want to move too fast, but we're going to have to do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? we're not your average, podcast, bro. You know, I tell you in your face. We just made it to Apple Music like an hour ago. Thank God. You feel me? It's a blessing, bro. It's a blessing, the opportunities we getting from people like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? You helping us, believe it or not. You know, you helping us. So can't take it away.
I believe we are a community, man, and I believe we are we gotta support each other. You know, and you definitely support what my platform is doing by the likes and the shares and things of that nature, the comments on Facebook, on Instagram. So we all a community, and I think we should help each other out. Now, if you don't mind, we're going to take a quick short break, and I'm going to come back with you. We're going to talk a little bit more, okay?
Yo, Carl, holla at me, man. I'll be listening in, man. Thank you again, man.
All right, we're going to play a little selection, then we're going to continue to talk more with Mr. Boove right here on Wrestle Talk and the D on Open Talk Radio 313 The Clash.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Russell talking to D on Russell on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, and that was the great Sasha Banks, one of my favorite wrestlers in the last 5 years, Sasha Banks. And we're talking to Brother Boob, one half of the host of the Dirty Heels podcast. They're definitely coming, so you guys definitely should listen to them. But Brother Boob, I wanted to know, how do you feel about? I mean, this question is always asked. It's probably overly asked, but how do you feel about the current state of wrestling as it is right now?
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah,
oh,
we're
hey,
back.
Oh, we're back, man. I still have the Sasha Banks theme in my head. You know, that's my fourth wife and shit like that. You feel me? But
hey, fourth
how
wife,
we feel about the current... That's my fourth wife. Yeah, you would have thought I was Arabic or some shit like that. Yeah. You feel me? That's my fourth wife. She don't know that yet, but that's my fourth wife. Yeah. Still have the tune in my head. Feel me?
Hey, I didn't say. Go ahead.
As far as the current state of wrestling itself, I'm gonna say like I say on my show, man. These are dark times and dark days in wrestling, man. And truth be told, what's going on behind stages and up front is sometimes it's kind of sickening, you know what I'm saying? Because wrestling gives a lot of people hope, you know, even if you don't watch it, your life is intertwined with some kind of wrestling. You know something, you know what I'm saying? You're going to know the basic Undertaker, the basic Triple H, basic Austin, Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero, or if you go back to Andre the Giant, King Kong Bundy. So it's like, you know, it's crazy, you know. It's the current state of wrestling is real messed up, and truth be told, I don't know if it's going to ever be the same again, you know, due to the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? You know, so it's, yeah, man.
Wow, man, you surprised me with that answer, but I kind of agree. I agree with you because we don't know what's going to happen. Wrestling is taking a big hit right now. You know, during this pandemic,
it is.
Yep, and with all these allegations coming out. So yeah, I agree with you, bro.
Yo, it's like you know, I hate to hear you know some of the guys that. Some of my favorite stars, you know, I hate to hear stories and stuff like that, you know, and I'd be like, yo, I watch these dudes every day. But then again, you know, some of these dudes confuse their wrestling lifestyle with the outside lifestyle. So it's crazy. It's crazy, man. And I don't think the wrestling is going to ever be the same. It took loss. It took so many losses from Progress Wrestling. So, you know, to the indies wrestler, you know, it's, I don't know, man. You know, like I said, it gives people hope. It gives people hope, you know? So, I'm upset right now talking about it because, of, you know, it's a lot. It's these allegations and shit like that. It's a lot. You feel me? You know?
Do you believe every allegation that come out or do you have... Or how do you process that? Because there's a lot of allegations coming out, and go ahead.
This is how I feel about allegations. I'm sorry to cut you off. My thing is, if it happens, why you didn't speak on it when it happened? You know what I'm saying? Why do you wait to years down the line or certain people's career? It's just jumpstart into. I don't commend that. I don't. You feel me? Say this person touched me. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna say something about it.
Right.
Why wait 4 to 5 years? You know what I'm saying? And even if these guys did it, shame on them. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Shame on them.
Yep.
But still, like, just to wait later on down in life where a person. I don't commend that. I'm not a fan of that.
And you know what, man? I love you. I don't know you like that, but I love you because. That's the same thing I say. You know, I don't really have because it's almost like it's a game that these people are playing. And why would you wait this long to say something? And that's why for me, I don't feel too sorry for it. You know, because you should have said something when it happened. You know,
No, you're right. I love you too, man, and I appreciate you. Because, like, if you understood, like, yo, if it happened then and there, yo, speak on it. Don't wait 6 years later, you know, to bring up a – that's come on, man. The past is the past. Ain't the past where it's supposed to be at. You know what I'm saying? It's just real talk. It's real talk. It's real talk. Why wait?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and unfortunately, it always seems like it's the women that are coming up against the men. I don't want to make it gender versus gender, but come on, man. Like it already seemed like it's a witch hunt against men in general in this country or in the world. Like, man can do no right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully wrestling doesn't collapse because all these allegations that are coming out. You know, it seemed like every day somebody new is coming out. I think I heard about Kurt Angle that he was
that's hilarious. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know, man. Like I said, these are just allegations, these are rumors and stuff like that. You know, nowadays, you know, so many stuff can be photoshopped or rewritten, so we don't know if it's true. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, overnight, all of a sudden, we got a hashtag called Speaking Out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, that's how I think. You know, come on, man. How the way the world is moving right now, it's like, yo, you, one thing happened, it's just, I don't know, man.
You can't tell me that wasn't planned. You can't tell me nobody planned the Speak Out movement.
My thing is, again, overnight, all of a sudden, we have a 1 million hashtag called Speaking Out. Like, come on, like how? Yo, we were just on Black Lives Matter. We were just on that. Now, overnight, we got a whole new hashtag. Again, I don't, like I said, man, wrestling is taking an L right now. It's taking an L. You feel me? A lot of people, lives are on the line. You know what I'm saying? Even before the allegations, you know, a couple people just got released. From, you know, remember the Black Wednesday, like damn near 70 employees got released. So, again, these are dark times and dark days, man. And I don't know.
I guess we'll see what happened. And I definitely don't want to keep, I don't want to hold you up too long. But you say you guys sell merchandise, right?
Yes, we do, man. Yes, we do. We sell merch, man. We have our own Dirty Hill clothing line. We sell masks. Yo, we about to start selling socks. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, we are right now. Yeah. Right now, if anybody wants some merch or wants some Dirty Hill apparel, please go to us on IG at Dirty Hills, _132. You feel me? We're also about to make our way on ProWrestlingTees.com. So look out for the cookout, Dirty Hills, man.
Wow.
You know, I'm telling you. Yeah, man.
Y'all taking advantage. I know you said you've been around for a few months now, but you definitely moving fast, man. You definitely going to new levels, man. And I can say that for real. I can honestly say that.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. It means a lot. It's crazy because I tried to dial in with my partner real quick, you know what I'm saying, so he could get on the line, but he ain't answer, because he wasn't, you know what I'm saying, you feel me? I tried to dial in when he was on commercial break and stuff, but I wasn't able to and stuff, you know, but from the bottom of our heart, we thank you, man, you feel me, we appreciate you, and hopefully we can rock again, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I look forward to talking to you again, maybe somewhere down the road, maybe next month or 2 months down the road, but this won't be the last time, so I want to thank you
for joining
us tonight, and if you want to promote anything else before I let you go, I'm gonna give you the these next few minutes to promote anything else you got going on
yo, here we go. I'm about to drop the knowledge right now. Again, this is Good Brother Bo, the Journey to the Earth, man. I'm one half of the Dirty Hills podcast. You feel me? You can subscribe to us on YouTube. You can follow us on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Apple Music. We got our own gear, Dirty Hills gear _132. I want to show the love to my brother Snoop, man. I appreciate him. You know what I'm saying? That's my PIC, man. What we can't do alone, we can do it together. Y'all make the rules, you won't break them. So, like you say, man, solo, man, you make the rules, you're going to break them, man. Dirty Hilling out, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, bro. Hey, thank you for joining on, and I'll talk to you again later, all right?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, man.
All right, take care.
No, that's right.
All right, there you have it. We just got finished talking to Brother Boov, host of the Dirty Heels podcast. Such a great interview. I'm always thrilled when I can get people like himself on a show like this. Definitely happy that he came on. Such a good conversation and things of that nature. But I'm going to take another quick break. We're going to play some Sami Zayn, and then we're going to come back. We're going to wrap this thing up. This is Wrestle Talking D on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. we're back. This is Wrestle Talking to D. Getting ready to wrap this bad boy up. Every now and then, I like to do Wrestle Talking to D. I don't do it often as much as I want to. But I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Of course, I want to thank Jason, my boy Jason, for always listening and supporting the shows. I want to thank the homegirl, the queen, the first lady of Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash, Stacey Sparkles, for tuning in. She's always been a big supporter of the platform. And I want to thank my man, Kayvon. Kayvon is a beast. He's a beast out there. So I want to thank Kayvon because he's always supporting the shows, not just this show, but other shows. But coming up next at 6 o'clock, we have My Two Cents on Wrestling with Jed Williamson and Al Miller. I know these guys have a lot to talk about today. So feel free to be a part of that show, whether you're calling in or commenting on Facebook Live. And then Talking with Tisha from The D, which is not a wrestling show. It's one of the best shows out there. I know Jason and Stacey, they may be a part of that tonight. So definitely, guys, please tune in to that show tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And I apologize. I know we're changing the times with Tisha's show. But tonight is at 8:30. I don't know how next week. I don't know what time next week's show is going to be. But tonight is going to be at 8:30. But I want to thank everybody for listening. This is Russell Talking to D, and I'll talk to you later. Take care. God bless.